USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A potential start to the Major League Baseball season in the face of the continued pandemic now in the hands of players. Commissioner Rob Manfred will be presenting a proposal to the union today. After owners okayed it yesterday, it calls for an early July start to the season with an 82-game schedule in as many home parks as possible. Such news is encouraging to former ambassador to China John Huntsman, who says Americans need the economy to reopen soon.
This state here in Utah, I can tell you, wants to go back to work, and people are already going back to work, not because the government is telling them to do so, but because they're just taking their own initiative.
Meanwhile, a report says more than 7,000 long-term care facilities in the U.S. are fighting major virus outbreaks. NBC News saying at least 26,646 nursing home residents have died. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.